Buzz Burbank in the Mike O'Mara Show newsroom. Rob, Oscar, you remember when Donald Trump said that he would give $5 million to charity if the president could produce a birth certificate that he could believe in?
Yeah, he was he was one of the birthers.
And then Bill Maher went on The Tonight Show, and he said he'd give $5 million to charity if Trump could prove that he was not fathered by an orangutan.
Nice.
And so Trump produced his birth certificate, and Maher, of course, was joking and never gave the money to charity.
Right.
Yes. So now Donald Trump is suing Bill Maher for the $5 million.
What?
And this is our breaking news right now?
Yeah, that's the
is
big
that
story.
Why we heard the beeps?
Just off the Fox News wire. As a matter of fact.
Is that your news sounder
telephone.
Again, or is
no,
that a
that's
telephone?
That's not my phone. That must be your phone.
Oh, I'm going to answer it right now. Hello?
Hello, Rob.
Donald Trump.
It's Donald Trump.
How are you?
Mr. Trump.
I'm good. I'm successful. I'm doing well. You know, this is a very tough time because, you know, the president is lying.
Do you want to go right into that? Because I wanted to make a little small talk with you first, if that's
I'd love to do small talk with you, Rob.
All right.
I'm a big supporter of the Mike O'Mara Show, even though you're not as successful as you could be.
But someday we hope to be big.
Someday, somewhere over the rainbow.
Right.
Continue chasing your pot of gold, boys.
All right. Now,
thank you, Donald.
How about
Donald Trump?
Can you tell me about the weather?
The weather? The weather outside
this is
frightful.
This is small talk.
Up in here in New York, it's flurries and overcast.
Small talk with Donald Trump.
But I'm here, Rob. How are you?
I'm good. You've been in the news.
I hope you're doing well.
I am doing very well, but I'm also joined by Oscar and Buzz, and of course, Mark
is
here.
Hi, Mr. Trump.
Hello, Oscar.
We're all here.
Hello, Rob. Hello, Buzz.
Hello, Donald.
And Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Yes. Hi, Donald.
How are you all?
We're good.
Very well.
Yeah, so what I'm doing is I'm suing.
Yeah, that you
because,
love
because, you know, that you've got a president who doesn't live up to his agreements.
Well, this isn't about the president. You're suing Bill Maher.
Yeah,
I'm suing Bill Maher because he also doesn't live up to his agreements also.
I see.
Are you?
And, you know, you've got the president taking fake pictures with a gun. You've got Bill Maher making bets that he cannot pay.
It's not a fake picture. It's a
genuine
picture.
I am not related to an orangutan. And if you're going to say that and say, I'll put $5 million into your favorite charity, and that's not good
or
successful.
Have you ever used the phrase, well, I'll be a monkey's uncle?
Well, that's not relevant.
Well, maybe it is.
That's not relevant. What's relevant? What?
You do have the wispy orange hair. So
I am not related, of course. If you're going to go on national television and you're going to say, if I will give $5 million.
How many?
To $5 million.
That's a lot of money.
To a charity.
Uh-huh. A what?
To a charity of Donald Trump's choice.
Uh-huh. Right.
If he can provide evidence that he, Rob, is not related to an orangutan, I am sitting here telling you I have sent my evidence to Bill Maher, and I have proven that I, by birth certificate, which shows my parents.
You're who?
My parents.
What are their names again?
I don't remember. Don't ask
Mom
me
and
questions.
Dad.
Mom and Dad,
it's on
douche.
The birth certificate.
Jesus. You think you got stopped by the cops.
Now, you know, of course, that Bill Maher was just joking. He was on The Tonight Show.
No, making a joke. What he did, when I challenged the president, I was serious.
Yes,
and
you
when
were.
Bill Maher challenged me, I was serious.
Bill Maher's
a joke. But his comments weren't a joke.
Uh-huh.
He's a joke because he'd love to be as successful as I am.
Are you serious right now?
I'm very serious.
Mr. Trump, did you pay the $5 million to the charity of your choice?
He never provided to me the documentation. So therefore, I'm not obligated legally, from a legal standpoint, to do the good thing. Good.
Do you like charity?
Good. What?
Do you like charity?
I love charity. Charity is important. We have to give back. We have to give back, and I've spent a lifetime supporting various charities from some of the Miss America community.
What about letting bygones...
Miss USA, sorry.
That's, you get it right.
What about letting bygones be bygones? Just writing it off as a joke.
I don't think it's... I think it's important to let people know if they're going to go on a successful television program and they're going to do that, they have to pay the piper. I mean, didn't his parents teach him anything?
His what?
His parents.
It sounds like you've got an axe to grind with Bill Maher. Can you...
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Okay, you have a problem with Bill Maher.
A personal problem.
Oh, a problem.
Right.
I do have a problem.
Because
he's telling lies.
You're acting...
He's telling lies because he's not successful, and he's not smart, and he's not good-looking. And if he was a better-looking man, he'd be less sensitive.
But why are you being so litigious?
Pardon me?
Why are you being so litigious?
I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure what that means, but I will say this, that I think that Bill Maher...
No.
Yes.
You're just being litigious. You're taking him to court for no good reason.
Oh, taking him to court.
Right, yes, you're being litigious.
Taking him to court because he made a claim that was false. And if he's going to make that claim, then I'll do the
litigious. What do you feel? How do you feel about
means.
How do you feel about false claims?
False claims, I think they're obnoxious.
Whoa!
How about that one?
Why engage?
I found that one. What's that one mean? Quite.
I'll tell you later.
All right. Yes.
Why engage in these monkey shines?
Monkey shines.
Yes, this monkey
now,
business.
Look, I think we could do a good interview, and we could do a successful interview and a big interview that would probably elevate your status in the radio and podcasting world if you guys would maybe try to speak a little more English.
All right, let's do that. For example, I'm really ashamed that Mike is not here right now to talk to you because he's excellent at aping
well,
people.
Well, he's one of the left-wingers. You know, that makes his big statements, but he doesn't back it up. If he backed it up with his stomach, maybe that would be something.
Hey,
maybe he'd have a point there.
Do you know what Andy...
Because Mike's really obnoxious and not successful.
What is
it
obnoxious
reminds me of Rosie.
What does obnoxious mean?
Huh?
What does obnoxious mean?
Bad.
Well, more specifically?
More specifically yourself. you're interviewing me.
Yeah. Well, the problem with Mike, do you know what Andy Parks calls Mike?
Andy Parks is a great American.
Why?
Because he knows what's right. He's always, in my opinion, on the right side of issues.
Right? Like what?
Well, the gun issue, the politics issue, the success issue.
Yes.
All the issues.
Mr. Trump.
Yes.
Scientists, maybe you've read about this, scientists have made remarkable progress working with apes and orangutans by giving them iPads to work with. And the monkeys seem to really enjoy this and seem to learn and be able to communicate.
I love the technology of the iPad, and I'm all for scientists.
Do you own an iPad?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I've got all sorts of computer technology, and I think that the more work that science can do, the better it is for mankind as a whole, you know, so they don't have to be litigious.
And what does that mean again?
I don't know.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We played street football right there on the street. And this is where we had the greatest quarterback in the world. Our quarterback, he had to control 23 men on a side, and he was really great at it. You women don't know anything about it. You played with dolls and stuff like that. But here's a guy with an ingenious mind. He'd call a football play like this. He'd always get down on one knee and draw things. You know, he'd take a Coke bottle top. Now, listen to this now. Arnie, go down 10 steps and cut left behind the black Chevy. Filbert, you run down to my house and wait in the living room. Cosby, you go down to 3rd Street, catch the J bus. Have him open the doors at 19th Street. I'll fake it to you. George, I'm one fat kid they never thought of. What about me? You go long.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from what used to be Buzz Burbank's easy chair, but now it's Mike's because of his surgery, here's Mike.
Live from the Cabbie Fiber Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're downloaded worldwide 17 million times. And we are powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM, WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KC Hey Hey in Iowa.
I like that.
KC Hey Hey.
I'm going to steal that.
Hey, yeah.
KC Hey Hey.
Ho, ho. Today is Tuesday, February 5th, 2013, and we are brought to you today by Pro Flowers. You know it's the only flower service we use on this show. Mm. She'll be impressed when you turn to Pro Flowers for Valentine's Day, and her friends will be impressed, and that will impress her even more. That's a hell of a lot of impressing.
It sure that is.
100 Blooms of Love. This is a great deal, the only deal that I've seen of its kind that's out there that's this good with this many flowers.
It's impressive.
100 Blooms of Love and a free glass vase for just $19.99 from our friends at Pro Flowers. 100 Blooms is a lot of flowers and a lot of colors, and And it's now 50% off at proflowers.com. And for another $10, two more things she'll love, a spa kit.
Oh! Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't want a spa kit? And gourmet chocolates. That's right. Use the code TMOS to get these great gifts at 800-PRO-FLOWERS or when you click the microphone at proflowers.com. Do it while there's still time. You won't beat the price. All of us on the show use them all year round. That's true. And proflowers.com is ranked number one by J.D. Powers in customer satisfaction. For online flowers, don't go anywhere else. We love ProFlowers.
They're the best.
And really, make sure you put that code TMOS up there.
The last
because
time
when
I
you
saw,
use them, that's very helpful for us.
The last time I saw 100 blooms, I was at Temple with Mark.
They're on the front row.
Got good tickets.
Go to proflowers.com. Use the code TMOS on the program today. Get ready for copycats in advertising for next year's Super Bowl.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Probably
oh, yes.
for any major sporting event. And a very, 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 very sad trend in advertising that I think is going to ruin the major events and anybody who liked fun commercials that we all like to watch. I'll tell you about that. Rob Spiewak's Legal Corner today.
Thank you so much.
I was going to have Rob Spiewak's Parenting Corner today, but it's Rob Spiewak's Legal Corner.
Yes.
The child is recovered and nobody reports anymore. They don't care. I love to talk about the absolute disintegration of journalism. There is none. It doesn't exist anymore. Nobody at that scene. And they had every major news organization at that scene, and nobody's reporting. We'll talk about that a little bit. We were so successful that we've got a major announcement from our appearance at Jimmy's. It was so successful, a major announcement today. Less than a month from a spring break to 2013, got to talk about that. And Juicing Day, the ultimate underreported missed call at the Super Bowl, and two prominent men who made me cry.
Wow.
Along with Mark Ronick and the Recovered Tapes. Mark Ronick, we'll start with you.
Okay.
On Friday's show, and really that's the best day of the week to have this happen.
Oh, yes.
After 3 years.
It was a great day.
After 3 years of, an occasional glitch, but really by and large, technically this operation runs flawlessly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We pride ourselves on our audio and on our sound. We work hard to make this show sound good.
What?
And believe it or not, there are shows that don't know about it and don't give a rat's ass about
true.
It. We started this podcast.
Are you listening, NPR?
We started this podcast and we all, to a man, said, let's try to make this sound better than the radio sounds.
Yes,
and
we
make
did.
The microphone sound right. We're happy about that.
It was amazing that we were able to sound even better than WJFK.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And so now that we're on the radio again on WTNT, 102.9 FM here in Washington, and also KCJJ out in Iowa, we like to make sure that we don't have any technical glitches.
Yes.
So on Friday's show, we did have a technical glitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
a couple
we
of them.
Had more than one. Number one, the little card, it's a little disc that we record onto. I won't get you bogged down with the technical difficulties with
this. You can look on Ustream right now. It's called an SD card.
That's a little SD card. That's one of the sources, not the only one we use. Because you're going to go, an SD card? That's kind of lightweight.
One of several backups.
So all the backups weren't all utilized.
Mm-hmm.
So when the SD card S'd the bed, we were S out of luck.
Yes.
And so Mark ran out into the community trying to search for engineers.
911!
Computer people that could recover this, and they said they could recover part of it, but not all of it, and so we didn't have a show.
Yeah,
everybody should know that I put in calls to both. Rob was already here, right? You were here, right?
So, yeah, I don't go anywhere.
Rob and I were here with you.
Rob and Mark were here.
I was trying to get an invitation for dinner, so I was hanging around.
Oscar and Buzz had headed out of town.
Yeah. Together.
And in Buzz's case, Buzz was probably almost home, maybe in his driveway.
I was home.
And Oscar was halfway home, and we called them both back and said, we got to do another show. The show was lost, and it was a great show.
Fun.
It really
fun.
Was
damn
great
near
show.
Perfect.
The one that was lost
fun.
Was unbelievable.
There were lots of moving parts. There were lots of elements to it, and we enjoyed every second of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really
relieved.
We were sad.
I was out of my mind.
We were sad.
We were pissed.
So pissed.
Yeah.
Because it's just, especially on that day with what we had, there was a lot to talk about.
A lot to promote. It was right before the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm.
Sure. We had the Cassidy shirts that we released.
Yep, the Jack Cassidy shirts. And I was just, beside myself. And then we did another show, and that show was fine. It was not like the first show.
Did you find it surreal to go through the same topics again? like just a couple hours later?
Well, you know, I didn't do that exactly.
But we had a skeleton of the same show, yeah, and it was just, right. I felt it was so weird.
But the thing that was odd about it is that once we got going, we were all pissed because, yeah, you know, it's mm-hmm. like, you know, you make your donuts for the day,
yeah, right,
and they're all put in the display case, and then the cat comes in and pees on the donuts. You know, yeah, it's just you don't have any donuts left, and you got to make the donuts from scratch
all
again.
All over again.
And,
same,
you know,
donuts.
And they're not going to taste as good. So we're very, very
I blame the cat pee.
But once we got doing the show on Friday, we had a great time,
sure,
and
sure,
forgot about it because that's the way this show works. Anything that's going on around our world or anything like that, once those microphones are turned on, it's usually a lot of fun.
The show cures
and we hang out, mm-hmm, and we did. So we flew through that. But over the weekend, Mark stewed on it all weekend.
Yeah.
Sure. And he went nuts about it. He hated it. And he actually tried to recover the show. And so I
audio
wanted to get
restoration,
an
yeah.
So
yeah,
have you been, where are you with your audio restoration? Because we can, if we can get it, we're going to make it available to you just to, you know, not for money. No,
no.
God, Rob,
no
not
money.
For money. Rob,
believe it or not, no
I just
money.
Had an itch.
No,
just an itch.
For money.
Yeah,
it was Mark's idea.
You are the Uber whore.
It was Mark's idea.
No, it was not.
That
what?
We're gonna. You are the Uber whore. It is not going to be. It'll be free. And,
that's
and we'll,
right.
We'll call it the Lost Tapes. Where are you with the Lost Tapes?
So basically what I've done is I've taken the video that we did capture.
Right.
The audio was pretty bad from that Ustream video. However, I have been playing with it all weekend and made it.
Also the audio.
It now basically sounds like we were broadcasting from an AM signal.
Yeah.
Can we hear it?
Done that.
Yeah, we got
as
it.
As a matter of fact, we have a clip.
A sample?
Are you done and ready to put this up? And
I can be done by this evening.
Let's put it up by the end of the week.
Okay.
Let's put it, so
fine,
you know, tweak it, get
Friday.
It right. Because and but we'll, what we'll do is every day,
right,
we'll have different clips.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I love when things happen organically.
Because it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a different sound, but mm-hmm, it's, you know, it's the same sound that we,
yes,
that we know and love. You know, it's our voices, but mm-hmm, it sounds like an AM radio or whatever.
Yeah,
well,
it sounds just like an AM.
Here's a
signal.
Clip.
How hard did you work on the audio restoration itself? I mean, it's great that you captured it, but did you clean it up?
I definitely cleaned it up.
All right, so
we will
have sound pretty good.
So Friday, look forward to the regular show, mm-hmm, a bonus show,
yes,
and the Lost Tape show.
Yeah.
Cool. You're going to have three shows to enjoy all weekend
Happy
long.
Happy weekend.
Let's hear a clip from the Lost Tape.
This is from last Friday.
President, Mr. Speaker.
What?
No. Members of the Senate.
It's good, right?
Of the House of Representatives. Yesterday.
Uh-huh.
What?
December 7th.
Wait a minute.
This is our show?
1941.
Yeah.
That's Franklin Roosevelt, Rob. That's not the correct tape.
Mark, I think you pulled the wrong tape.
That's not the Lost
so
tape.
You've been restoring the
Stop
wrong
it.
Stuff.
Stop. That,
that can't
is
be
not,
right.
No, that is very wrong.
What? And what is this about Pearl Harbor? Why doesn't people tell me these things?
That is terrible.
Is the quality...
The Arizona has been sunk? What?
Is the quality better or worse than that tape?
It's about like that.
Yeah.
Maybe a little better.
But instead of being 80 years old, it's 7 days old.
So as you're working on it,
Can't
Mark,
wait.
Please, every day.
70, sorry.
Yeah.
Every day, make sure you provide Rob
yes.
with a
okay.
clip from the show. We'll have more clips tomorrow.
Okay,
yes,
sure.
Yeah. Maybe
and
even
those
clips from earlier in the show.
We're just a bunch of wags. I swear to God. Rob
know.
Spiewak headlines.
Yeah. Oh, yes. God.
Legal Corner.
Not so great.
Rob Spiewak got busted coming in.
The
Today was starting out to be a pretty good day.
Yeah.
And
you got a warning, so you're fine.
No. It wasn't a warning, but
oh.
I still got a break, is what I said.
Oh, okay.
I want to say thanks to the Zit.
Oh, you got a real one.
That doesn't look like a warning to me.
No, it's not.
And is
I
that
won't...
at the Buzz Burbank Memorial Corner?
Yeah,
where
right
you got
there.
Busted?
Right at the middle of the historic drugstore district,
right
where they drop the ball every New Year's Eve in Manassas,
right?
It right is the Times Square of Manassas.
To be
awesome.
Honest with you, and
it's
we are being
awesome.
Honest here, where Rob got stopped, well, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 drugstores.
And mm-hmm. six, if you, and if you extend the reach a little bit, there's probably 6 or 7 within walking
if you
distance.
Extend, there's 5, 6, 7, 8.
Right. Mm-hmm.
8 within a mile.
And
we're not exaggerating. 8 drugstores.
No, which is
mile.
Why we call it Manassas's historic drugstore
district.
Right.
And where you come off of Route 28
mm-hmm.
onto Route 234. Mm-hmm.
Precisely.
The two main drags.
Yep.
That's where you got nailed.
Yeah, and I won't...
It's where they hang out.
I won't say the name of the officer.
Where there's a little driving urgency.
But he was a motorcycle cop, and he perhaps shares the name with America's favorite...
I saw him.
Yeah, America's favorite Flugelhorn Top 40 artist.
Everybody knows that.
Actually, most people will.
Really?
Yeah.
Yanni?
What's that?
Yanni?
No, that's the pan flute.
Oh.
Flugelhorn.
CM, well, right?
I don't know what the flugelhorn is.
Sure you do.
Really?
Yeah, I'll play you the song while I tell you the story.
Okay.
The thing is I made the turn, and I was feeling good,
yeah.
Made good time in. However, because my wife, Careless, I'm sorry, Carrie Spiewak.
Oh, it's G.
G?
Kenny G.
The officer got it.
Oh, I know it is. It's Officer Severinsen.
Yes.
Now, this officer got a rise out of Rob.
Yeah, he did. No, that is.
Oh, Officer Mangione?
Yeah, maybe. Don't know.
Okay, all right.
Could be anything, really.
Hey, if he's a motorman, yeah. All bets are off. I support the motorman.
You're on his side.
Right.
Yeah, he was great.
He must have been circling the block because I saw him pull over someone else.
Yeah.
Really?
I think he was disappointed because you know what? I did.
Hey, that's a cold day for a motorman out there. I'm glad he's doing it in the snow flurries.
Should go get warm.
Yeah, I'm delighted.
Hey, calm down, Mr. Anti-Authority.
What I did is I wasn't aware that he was there, mm-hmm. but I was so proud of myself that every day I pride myself, I make that stop.
Yeah.
And
I know I stopped. Now
me
the
too.
Buzz got, you know,
so
the Buzz
I.
fought
I
the
did.
Law and the law won.
So I always make that stop. And I was so pleased and I made the turn. And because my wife had me blocked in and
right.
was still asleep when I left for work,
mm-hmm.
I took her automobile today.
Oh, really?
So I'm in the Tahoe today.
So you took the Bentley today?
I took the Tesla today, Mike.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's got that big Chevrolet engine. It's got a V8. And
well, let me say hi to Drew. I want to say hi to Drew, who was talking cars with me the other night.
How was that?
Our friend Drew at Jimmy's the other night.
Uh-huh.
Drew, I'm real happy that you're getting a Fisker.
I thought they made scissors.
Huh?
I thought Fisker made scissors.
No, he's saying he wants to race Todd Moore and his Tesla when he gets... These are two rich guys that we know from the show.
That's great.
And we want Todd to take his Tesla and race Drew's Fisker.
That'd be great.
They're both exciting, expensive cars.
That is exciting.
Hey, Mike, maybe later you and I can get together and compare things we bought at Costco.
Exactly.
See who wins that.
Very good.
So, I had Carrie's car, and I'm perhaps not as sensitive to the amount of pickup in it, and I was not feeling it.
Well, you've got a rocket ship.
I do,
got a big
V8. But you know what?
Don't you have an 8-cylinder in here?
Oh, yeah, I've got the Hemi. But I'm more aware of that. I'm used to it.
Right.
He's not even owning up to the fact that he's driven that car how many hundreds of times. He's not used to that car. BS.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what? And this is really, you know, he's right.
It was the end of your commute.
He's right, and it's pointless because I'm not going to court for it.
It was the end of your commute.
Yeah, I mean, really, I could almost see your
house. All right, let's give us.
So what happened?
Give us the vitals. What are the vital stats?
I need to get into the right lane to take the exit to get to that stop, and I may have accelerated to get ahead of the traffic to merge right.
So you're coming up to the stoplight.
Yeah.
So you are right across from the Bloom.
Right.
And the Rite Aid.
And I made the turn.
And you're looking at the CVS, and on your right is the Walgreens. Mm-hmm. I am not kidding.
It's the truth.
This is a zit.
So I pulled. I stop. I go forward onto Route 234, and
yes.
I hear the
That had to be you.
Mr. Spielak, pull out a car, please.
And I look at it and I see this, you know, the point.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull into the...
it an angry point? Because I've gotten those.
No, he was actually... I can't fault him. He was really cordial.
Worst point I ever got was a Fairfax County motorman. This is back before I knew all the motormen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Fairfax County motorman, and I got this one. I got this one.
Yeah.
A lot of point. Yeah. Gesture.
The hammer.
Like, really, you could throw a vertebrae.
Angry fella.
Angry
like,
point.
I think I just did.
So I went ahead and I pulled in, and he said, license and registration. And I said, I'll have them for you in a moment, officer. Here you are. And
he came up to the car and said, license and registration, please. did he look like Dean Martin?
Maybe a little.
Okay, very good.
And I did not. I wasn't overly forward or friendly. I was just very cool and calm.
When did the tears begin?
Right after I texted you. As a matter of fact, the iPhone has gone bad from the dampness.
I have my period.
And And I avoided what I know you're not supposed to do. I didn't say, is there anything wrong, officer? Why did you pull me over, officer? He just said, license registration. I said, here you are. And he said, I pulled you over because you were driving a little quickly. I said,
oh, is that what he said?
Yeah.
See, that's cool.
And I said, okay, I wasn't aware. I'm sorry. And he came back and he said, technically, and you know, you have to sit it out like 10 minutes while he's doing it.
Oh,
and he says, technically, you were driving recklessly. I said, really? He says, yeah, it's 25 up there. I clocked you at 46.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Can I just say that speed in a 25-mile-an-hour zone?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's legally reckless, But everybody does it once in a while.
I needed to get ahead so I could get right.
25 is an unrealistically low speed limit for Route 28.
Yes,
it's
it
ridiculous.
Is.
And it wasn't.
Okay. It's a trap.
Why don't you calm down a little
I'm
bit?
I'm calm.
Why don't
I'm
you calm down?
It's a fact. You know it. I
are,
know it.
You know,
everybody
you are, Buzz
knows
is
it.
Not the policeman's friend.
And I wasn't.
They're just doing their jobs, Buzz.
Yeah, I know they are.
Yeah, and they do everything they do hampers what he loves. Don't drive fast. Don't smoke pot.
But don't worry.
Don't rob a bank.
Your case will be fairly adjudicated by Judge Scott Farkas.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. Go ahead, Rob.
He comes back. He says, you know, that's 21 over, and that's reckless. I did give you a break. I did not write you up for reckless.
All right. You got a big speeding ticket.
So I got a big speeding ticket.
You know how much you're going to have to pay?
I said, do you know how much this is going to be? He says, I don't know for sure. I think it's $3 per mile over the speed and a $60.
$200.
So it'll be around 200.
Yeah, I had the same thing. Basic, same ticket.
Yeah, I just paid mine
bucks.
Coming through.
And it's a $60 processing fee plus the...
It's 200 and some change. When it's all
I got stopped coming through Emporia, Virginia.
Oh, boy.
On the way back from Florida. And that's when the car said, son, I'll see you all driving. I had the same consideration. And you know what? It's cool because reckless, if they want to be a hard ass, is get a lawyer time.
Yeah,
because
and you know
have
what?
To get a lawyer to handle
the
that.
The other break I got is he did check the box, so I don't have to go to court. I can just pay it.
Right,
and I
said, you don't because you've got a speeding. You don't have to go to court.
And
anyway.
he said,
you didn't get any special favor. He gave you the favor when he
knocked it down
to
reckless. But I'm saying if it had been reckless,
you would have gone to court.
I would have gone to court. But
you're
I luckily
things. You're talking to the expert.
Got the box checked. I said, by the way, I just pay. Can I just pay it online? He said, and this was the one moment that I sort of enjoyed. He said, yeah, but you want to give it to the end of the week before you go to pay it,
true.
So it can process. I said, darn, I really wanted to pay it right now.
Right.
I wanted to pay my traffic ticket today.
You know
and
what?
He smiled. He says, no, you didn't.
You know, you are a happy guy, and I'm going to give you your props because you know what? I always give you this hard time about puppy dog tails and everything.
And ice cream.
And ice cream and fluffy clouds, sky blue skies. Uh-huh. You know, the fact is, you know, you're the same Rob.
I would be enraged.
Oh, I'd be in a... Remember
not
when
me.
Buzz got his?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
Buzz
God.
Buzz was like a tampon for 4 days.
He wanted to move.
Do you
and
remember
Mike,
that?
And Mike, the worst 4 days of the month to be a tampon.
And look at this. He's happy, joy,
he's
joy.
Well, you know what? I still have my health.
I'll tell you honestly, to this day, there isn't a day that I drive home from this job that I'm driving back up 28, headed back toward my house, that I don't say, I hate this town.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Well, on that happy note, we're going to take a little commercial break. We'll come back and more fun and more thrills. Coming back, I want to talk about a couple of just... icons of sport that are best buddies, and nothing makes me cry more.
Really?
See these two douches get together. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by your Valentine's Day gift headquarters, the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Next week, it's the big one. Thursday of next week is Valentine's Day, or as the Scotto lady said on the Today Show today, Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's?
I swear to God she said
she's
that.
She's a moron.
Right now, save up to 75% on select watches, 60% on select jewelry. Hey, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
And another 20% on both when you use your Amazon rewards card. You'll find clothing, fragrances, and so much more when you shop at the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon store. Visit and book mark the Amazon page at MikeO'MaraShow.com today, and we thank you in advance for that. We love everybody to use Amazon. This is the next big holiday, and it's a great online holiday, too.
The best.
Sure is.
You know, you don't want to slog out to the store after the holiday.
No.
You
get Conversation out hearts.
Anyway, we did Mark Ronick and the Lost Tapes. We got Rob's corner. I want to say get ready for copycats in advertising. I saw this today. They rank the popularity of commercials.
Right.
And
did they use Ad Meter?
This year, I don't think they did it that way, but I was watching some of the retrospectives on the Super Bowl ads, and all I know, the statistic I know, is like one of the most well-regarded spots was the Paul Harvey spot. We talked about that yesterday.
Jumped out.
And the least popular spot was the Bar Raffaelli and the Nerd making out. And get ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what you've done, people? Because you didn't like that. Because you were grossed out and it shouldn't have been seen by children. You have now cemented the fact that advertising agencies, which are the most copycat-friendly in the world, will no longer attempt edgy. That's gone. Edgy is gone.
They ruined
that,
it?
Because that was an extremely edgy command. I didn't care about whether it was pornographic or it was edgy.
Right.
It made you squirm a little bit, and I thought it was fantastic. Yeah. I couldn't take my eyes
off
it.
I mean, let's just, if we're just, you know, playing the what if game.
But now the patriotic farmer ad, which I'm a fan of, it was fine.
Yeah, it was
but
great.
Now that's all you're going to get. They're
it's
going to
weaken
that.
The product.
Yeah, it's going to diminish it.
Do you think it would have worked well if Dodge had an ad where Paul Harvey made out with Bar Raffaele?
From the grave.
That's right.
But it's just today. I saw that today and I went, okay, that's great. America's just gotten like, okay, the sappy heartstring tugging thing.
I wish I'd known you were going to talk about this because I did not investigate further. A headline I saw this morning that said that that Ram ad with Paul Harvey was actually a copy of another client, another advertiser's ad from 3 years ago. That piece of audio had already been used by an advertiser. You talk about copycats. This has been the ongoing nature of advertising.
But obviously they had to pay for it, so they paid for it twice.
Right, sure, right. But, you know, exactly.
So the Harvey estate, Paul Harvey's estate is getting a tremendous amount of money.
And that's from, I think, 1978.
Yeah,
I mean, it's an
right.
old piece.
But it just, look, and I'm all for any kind of ad. Mm. What I'm not for is repeat business. And I hope that they will continue to be cutting edge, because when you see that the heart-tugging ads are superseding the funny.
Oh, Clydesdale, number one.
But seriously, do you not agree? Advertise. Buzz and I work with ad people all the time.
Right.
They will take that and go, well, okay. Well, maybe funny's not. Mm-hmm. Be careful, because that could happen, because the funny might go out of the Super Bowl ads. You know. And then they talk, really, overall, we didn't talk about them yesterday. I figured we'd wait a day, let everybody else do that yesterday. Sure. But the fact is, my opinion in general of some of the Super Bowl ads were there wasn't anything groundbreakingly innovative.
Everyone agrees on that.
Innovative, rather.
Yeah, that's correct.
Go ahead.
So we just recorded with Todd a new episode of Tech 401, and we actually talked about this.
Right.
But you speak of innovative. I don't think many people have actually seen this story, and I wanted to ask you guys about it, is that the Oreo cookie company, they have their own social media.
Oh, God, they were so fast.
Team. And during the blackout, the 34 minutes of the blackout during the Super Bowl, they were able to whip together a viral ad that they put online that showed an Oreo cookie kind of in the dark, and it said, you can still dunk in the dark. And they did that instantaneously.
Really?
That was the most viral tweet of the day.
And it went viral within minutes.
That's new media,
right?
And that's the way it's working
now. And they didn't have to pay the millions of dollars for that type of exposure. They just thought on their feet.
They got a real value add there to the ads that they did run.
But they still did the one legitimate ad of the bowl, though, with the fight in the library.
Yes.
So,
and the fight in the library, in my opinion, just even though it was not an original idea, it was not anything spent, but it made me laugh out loud.
It was good. It was just big money well spent, is what it was.
Because I think that the I like a little slapstick violence in my ads.
Right.
I really do. I like the tech ad, I think, for Kia, where he walked up to the robot and and the robot kicks the crap out of him because he's touching the car. I thought that was the only thing that made it funny is that when he hits the wall, he hits it with such violence, you know, that it caves the
wall.
It's
a cartoon.
But I like the Oreo ad with the whispering. I thought that was was pretty creative stuff. But what scares me is when they talk about the ads that are well regarded are up here with the heart tugging ads.
Puppies and kitties and children.
Puppies and then you got the ads that are crap is the bar. Although I do think that Bar looked like she was going to vomit she kissed that
guy. Do you know how many takes it took to actually
film 45?
60.
60 takes. You know, if I'm that guy, I'm going to go, you're messing it up again. Okay,
actually,
do it again.
The nerd kid was on one of the Hollywood shows last night. Not Access Hollywood, but the one that's on, I think, the Headline News.
Right.
Here's him talking about shooting the commercial.
It tastes like paradise. There was about 45 to 65 takes, but I lost count. I just enjoyed each one as like it was the first one, and we just had a fun time making it.
Yeah, I'm sure Bar Raffaele had a great time.
She says she did, whatever that is.
She's a liar.
He can't help but look like his mouth would be like butt.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't he just... I don't think there's enough floss, mouthwash. Yeah. I just look at that guy and I say that really... Do you think he's a flosser? I don't think
I don't think
He is one of the most widely used extras in Hollywood. He's in a lot of stuff.
Really?
Commercials, movies, TV shows. Yeah.
He got the Rob cheeks, too.
Yes, he does. He got
for that, I like him. For that, he's great.
He does. Yes,
the Rob cheeks.
But it really... that's my warning. File this away, if you will. File this away, and at some point, perhaps it could be as soon as the Final Four. Let's see if some of the new ads are doing the heart tugging thing.
You were saying you and I know this, and we do, because when the first few ads started to show up with the sort of anti-announcer, the guy who isn't an announcer doing a commercial, then it became a trend, and the next thing you know, everybody was using anti-announcers as their announcers,
right.
And then those of us who are announcers were unable to find work.
Oh, I you know, when Kirk hit me to this trainer that works with voiceover people, and it's really hysterical because all she's about is. She wants you to talk like that.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, it drove you nuts.
And I quit. I just said, you're asking me to be what I'm not. I mean, I got radio pipes. I've had radio pipes my whole career. That's what I am. I'm an announcer. And everybody wants you to be like, hey.
Oh, yeah. I got jobs.
That's why Mike Rowe is very successful, because he is.
Exactly.
He has kind of the attitude combined.
He's a zero?
Combined with the
How dare you?
Regular guy sort of.
Mike Rowe is a man amongst men.
Now, come on. Here we go.
Hey, you know what would be great?
Here's another one of your guys you like.
Have Mike Rowe over and you can watch the Transformers. Now, that would be a fun night.
Now, I think Mike Rowe is a successful television. Unfortunately, Dirty Jobs was canceled, but
he's a great run.
He's a very good. He's a good narrator, but I don't think he's a particularly great narrator.
Well, I don't think he's perfect. But
he narrates everything.
I think his show.
I think Buzz could do a better job on Deadliest Catch than he does.
I think his show. No, I think that he's perfect for Deadliest Catch.
Yeah, but I mean, I think
he's quite good.
But once again, I've heard his narration, and I think Buzz could.
Buzz has been on a Super Bowl ad, basically.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I think that you just hear he's a very blessed guy.
Yeah,
because in the world of advertising, this is just my opinion. Once you get there,
you break through.
Once you break through, you know there are a million guys out there trying to do the same thing. And once you break through, like Mike Rowe did, as far as the narration game. You know, he's the flavor.
But you think
wants.
This, and then you look back at his story and how he actually broke through into the business.
How did he break into the business?
Dirty Jobs was a show that he created. He used to do like on network news,
right?
And he used to when he was in Towson, and he said, "I
have you met him?
No, I follow his career because I'm just impressed with what he's done on his own.
Right, right.
So people would
and he got his parents onto a commercial.
Yeah, people would tell him no, this segment's not going to work. They didn't like the show. They would tell he got like 10. 30, 40, 100 doors shut in his face.
Right.
And he finally pitched the show to the right person.
Right.
And said, I just want to do a show about jobs people don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But they do it every day and they make a hard living. And
I'm surprised it was canceled, to be honest.
But
you run out of that after
They do a,
while. A
show about jobs on the Playboy Network.
So
it's a different show.
I admire the fact that he's basically in his 40s and he finally... When he gets into his 40s, he finally breaks through and gets this job.
Right.
But he'd been trying his entire career to get the show
it's
on
a
TV.
Great story.
Cool.
It's a great
yeah,
cool.
So you admire that.
He deserves
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
He deserves
I'm
it.
Just jealous.
Yeah, oh, that's what it is.
Here we go.
Yeah.
That's all that's I am. It. I'm just jealous.
I'm jealous,
hey,
too.
Hey, you know what? Mike Rowe is your Seth MacFarlane.
I don't want to tip any hands here. I might be working on a project currently where I'm getting that name thrown at me quite a bit.
I see.
And so maybe I'm a little burned on it.
Yeah, sure. Understood.
But, you could be a man amongst men.
Why can't you be more like
well,
Mike Rowe?
Well, I mean, I'm out there trying every day. I'm out there trying every day. You know, always trying. Always throwing things at
that. I told the cop that I was Mike Rowe, and it didn't work.
I get tired of the baseball cap with the, oh, here I am. Oh, how about Ford?
And you know what?
How many Fords do you own, Mike?
Bro? Zero.
And he's skinny.
And he's
so he can get bent.
All right, before we go to break, I do want to get the I want to get this Super Bowl stuff in here because I just want to say, speaking of people that Oscar admires, I was so emotional to see the wonderful locker room exchange between Ray Lewis and Michael Phelps, and I'm just so glad that douches can come together and commiserate on how horrible their life is and how they have to rise above
Did
their incredible athletic ability.
Two great American heroes.
He's the reason I went back to the Olympics again.
He
inspired me.
Look. Michael Phelps, you can't argue with the athletic achievement. You can't argue with Ray Lewis's athletic achievement.
Right.
So all we got on the other side of that is the type of people they are. Mm-hmm. And, just seemed to me a little, it made me nauseous.
What scene? What was it? The video?
They were in the locker room. They were in the locker room afterwards, pressing their heads up against each other. Michael Phelps crying and just saying, Ray, Ray.
Wasn't he exhaling smoke into his face? I would have to look at
a shotgun.
And I don't
begrudge,
but I was one of the first people to say when Michael Phelps got caught from that hump. I sometimes remember we're on the radio that circulated the picture of him with the bong. That was completely out of line, and I thought that was completely unfair to Michael Phelps. My issue with Michael Phelps is just his kind of dullard attitude.
Well, he's an idiot,
and it just doesn't surprise me that the little boy likes Ray Lewis, the bad boy. That's who he likes.
If they were only more like Mike Rowe, then we'd have something.
No, it's just, you know, there they are, you know, and they kind of, when they were commiserating, you know, he's the guy that made me stay with it, and I'm fine with it. I just get back to the whole, everybody knows I'm on that Ray Lewis side, you know, that some of the stuff he's done, I question, and more importantly than that, he always makes it about him.
Yes.
So that's really what frustrates me about Ray Lewis.
I agree with you.
That's the part that I don't like.
As a Ravens fan, it's annoying.
Yes, it's annoying.
The sadness of champions.
We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know what that lyric is? I never knew it. What you doing there in your bed?
What you doing in your bed?
It's impossible to make it out. Yeah.
Boy, it's the all hating show today. I was talking about I was hating a little bit on Michael Phelps and Ray Lewis. Now I'm hating on the Bee Gees.
Yeah,
God,
but I
in the 80s when I had to play this.
You had a bad God, PD because this was his record in the 70s.
Was this the 70s?
Yeah, late 70s.
Whatever, sorry. Well, this was the start.
Yeah, yeah.
This was the start of the decline.
That's right. What you doing there in your bed?
What you doing in your bed?
What it really was?
Yeah.
What you doing in your bed?
Yeah. You shouldn't be in bed. You should be dancing.
What you doing in your bed?
Charlie?
Get up.
You should be dancing. Oscar, what are you doing over there?
Eight seasons of Dirty Jobs.
Give it up, dude.
He likes it.
It's over.
Yeah. Eight seasons.
He's
fine.
He's fine.
Getting back to the show, this portion of our program is brought to you by Warby Parker. We talk about Warby Parker all the time because they are the best deal out there if you need new glasses.
Seriously.
Mark, are those yours?
Yeah, I got mine.
Mark, have you selected a frame?
I think so. Yeah, you know, the only thing that I'm disappointed in myself with is that they're all very similar.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you're wearing.
That was what I picked, you know.
All right, let's see.
Rob, I'm sorry. I've taken off my glasses. I know you don't like
I don't
that.
Like it when you don't wear your glasses.
Spooky,
creep me
it?
Out.
Yeah.
So
these are getting, you got the anus.
Like someone
eyes.
Taking off their nose.
Right now, yes, I do.
He really looks so much better in his glasses. I can't wait to see the way
let
he looks
see.
In these Warby Parker
see those.
Glasses.
Those are good.
They're a little
good,
smaller, you know, uh-huh. They're a little smaller than what I
very
usually
good.
Have.
Those aren't bad.
Yeah, like conservative, though.
Now, let me tell you, Mark's trying these on. Take a look at them. These are fashion-forward glasses and sunglasses. And the best part, if you go to warbyparker.com, glasses start, are you ready for this? At $95.
No. Change back on 100? What?
Every pair is custom fit using your prescription, complete with anti-glare and anti-reflection coatings and polycarbonate lenses at no extra cost. They are comfortable and contemporary. Let me see the...
Better.
Those.
And quality.
I like those.
Those are better, right?
Yeah, I like those a lot. And you can try up to 5 pairs, which Mark is doing right now. He's going to pick the ones he likes, and then he sends the rest back. And all you have to do is go to warbyparker.com. You select your 5 favorites. Mm-hmm. You get even faster free shipping when you use our code TMOS. Buzz, you were saying the other day what you pay for glasses in a regular retail store.
Typically pay $400 to $600 for a decent pair of eyeglasses.
They start at $95, people, and they are just as good as anything, in fact, better than a lot of things you will see out there in the stores, the retail stores.
Solid.
Try them for 5 days, keep your favorites, and send the rest back to Warby Parker, again, with free shipping. We've all done it. You'll find all the details at warbyparker.com and use the code TMOS to get fast, free shipping. Let me see those.
Jesus, Mark, they're all the
they're
same.
All the
Mark,
same.
They're all identical.
They're all different, but they are very similar. They're not the same brand, you know, the same style, but they're very similar.
It's okay.
Looks like he's about to run into a phone booth and change into Superman.
Okay, pick them out. And,
good job. Clark.
Send it back, warbyparker.com. One last thing on the Super Bowl that, and really, I'm not begrudging Baltimore their title. The game happened.
Mm-hmm.
No sour
the
grapes
game
here.
Happened.
If I'm a Niners fan, though, to me, during the game, and I think we all
live
saw
long
this.
Niners fan, Mike, your whole life, die hard.
Yeah, right, exactly, sure. But anyway.
You bleed the gold.
They missed a call that a lot of times when you're watching, when you're watching a game, you will get a, I call it the anger call. Where a guy will lose control and do something amazingly stupid. That in many cases, it's late in the game when tempers are running really high, and he will blow the game for his team. Well, Baltimore had a guy do that, and the refs completely pussied out on it at the very end, and it was the everybody saw it, and I remember seeing this and going, he shoved him, and you cannot shove a referee in a football game.
No, you can't.
And if you guys remember the call, I didn't even have to go back and look at it to remember the call. The call was personal foul on each team.
Yeah, I remember
tie
that
goes
moment.
To the runner.
Yeah, offset, right.
And this was a guy that offsetting took the referee penalties. For Baltimore. I forgot what the name of the player was. The Baltimore Ravens player shoved the referee out of the way. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, that to me is that's the stuff that, you know, results in the 15-yard penalty that can change the
yeah,
game.
Yeah, but there was two penalties. If there only it was only one, then yes, there would be a penalty for Baltimore.
But was the personal foul shoving the referee? First of all, that's a different deal.
Right.
Because that I think they have different rules for that.
It's also hard to play in the dark, you know? Things happen.
But they weren't playing the in the dark. The lights were already back on.
Yeah, but some say because they had that 30-minute break that the 49ers could they had that game plan that they could put together when they came back and the game started.
And their eyes were still adjusting to the light.
And could
that
you believe? That is true, but I'm just saying that one play. I don't like hot-headed
plays.
There was two penalties.
One of them was against another player, and one of them was against the ref.
They actually called
that. Yeah, they were both penalties.
No, I think one was worse. Yeah, the player,
he was, his name is Kerry Williams.
Right.
That's the name.
It's not a fake name.
I was shocked that one of the referees was Mike Rowe, and I think the reason is...
You got to let it go.
Hey, why'd you shove me?
Yeah.
Anyway, just a little thought. A little thought. I thought it was the ultimate underreported missed call.
Remember when you yelled double or nothing Oscar in the bar?
Yes. Yeah.
No, I don't want your money.
No.
Your money's no good here.
No, I am
it's
paying.
It's no good here.
I am paying.
It is no good here.
I am paying.
No.
Look, the bottom line, I'd make you pay, so I'm paying my bet. I owe you $40.
No, you don't owe me money. It was
I owe you
funny
$40.
That last gasp of desperation, the gambler, and you said double or nothing.
Well, it wasn't a last gasp. It was actually, I mean, San Francisco was coming back, I wanted to get a taste of that.
What you should do, Mike, is crumble up the money and throw it at him like the Moody's would do.
Oh, my God. Bar Moody wrote me a personal apology.
Oh no. See, how do you feel now?
I said, thank you. I was like, you could have been a little nicer.
He feels,
oh, God.
He feels justice has been served.
He didn't say that to her.
I was shocked that Bar Moody.
I accepted the apology of the waitress who was mean to me.
If you're not a fan of the show, and shame on you, but you should know this, is that this woman got belligerently drunk and started throwing food at me. And I said.
She was not belligerently drunk.
That was really not right.
I'm sticking up for the Moody's.
Okay, here, let me rephrase it for Oscar. I seldom will do this, but let me try this. If you're not a fan of the show, and shame on you, Barb Moody is a lady who was goaded into throwing food by Mike O'Mara.
No, but she didn't have to write me a personal apology. I wrote her that. I said, thank you. This is not necessary. Mm-hmm. God knows I've done 10 times worse than I will in my lifetime.
Right.
And we all were having a great time. Right. So
you know what?
First of all,
the type of person that is, that doesn't surprise me
she's
in the
so
least.
So kind.
And really, you know, we have such a close relationship with people that listen to the show.
Occasionally
you're going to butt heads with family that you're going to have, especially in social situations like that. And we've got very cool people. Yeah.
Barbara and Charles.
I said it before that I was cool with Hank, Hank Reuter, and mm-hmm. I'm going to say it again. Hank, mm-hmm. I love you. You're a good guy. You're such a huge supporter of the show. And you were very kind to me on Super Bowl Sunday, and I wanted to say publicly how much I appreciated
He's
that.
He's a good guy.
You're a very nice person, and that was very nice what you said to me personally that day. I'm not going to share
He's
it with
He's a good
anybody,
man.
One better. Question about the apology.
What he said to me was, I want to have your baby.
That's right. And you said you could have it.
Seems reasonable.
Get in line, pal.
Question about when you got the note from Barbara Moody, the personal note, did it smell like Chardonnay?
No.
Now, here you are defending, and then you pile on.
She loves it.
Then you pile on.
She's a sweet kid, good hugger.
What an arm on that lady, though.
When are we?
She
gonna,
nailed you the first time.
Right in the face.
When are we going to stop the hush puppy violence? That's what I want to know.
Right. Hey, speaking of Oscar and bets and money, Oscar provided me with a juicer. And I have begun juicing before I hit my little elliptical stuff in the morning.
I thought about this. This is probably the biggest segment that was lost on that first Friday show.
Yeah.
Is the challenge of you staying with the juicer.
Well, it is day number four.
What was your juice this morning? What did you squish up and drink?
This morning, now spoken like a true health nut. What did you squish up and drink?
Teach me, Mike, because I know you love health.
Hey, Rob, I've done 5 days on the 35, 40 minutes on the elliptical every day. That's it. I'm burning 540 calories.
You know, Rob lost 100 pounds.
I know he did. I know. And so, but I mean, I you bastard. You know, this, you're such a hump.
I swear to God.
He is the scab picker.
You got to give it to Oscar, though, because he's.
You know, I'm so used to him fighting with his brother. When he gets out of that and he takes a shot at me,
that
threw me off my equilibrium.
He's
right.
An equal opportunity scab picker.
He is. Yeah. He's a scab picker.
He picks every scab.
Mad props to you.
Bah.
Yeah, right.
No big deal.
What did I squish up and juice today? Today.
Squish up and drink.
Before the workout or after the workout?
Oh,
both, please.
Yeah, both. But start with before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Keith Morrison,
This morning was carrots, a beet.
Yuck.
Oh, I love beets.
You can have them.
An apple.
What kind of apple?
A Honeycrisp.
Nice.
Of course. Oh,
nice.
And I think that was it. And then afterwards
and
it was.
Brie.
And afterwards it was a cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you laughing at
cucumber? It's a funny vegetable.
It is. It's one of the funniest. It's all also the case sound.
It's also one of the best juicing vegetables.
Well, yes, it's all I'm water.
Sure. That you will have out there.
Do
you
know it tastes great.
Do you know its closest relative in the fruit and vegetable world is the cantaloupe?
Thank you.
There you know.
Thanks, Mr. Science. I appreciate that. So,
actually, Buzz will
you're
back
enjoying
me
your
it's
experience.
True. It is
it
true.
Was, it
He's
was,
right.
It was an apple, a cucumber, carrots, and then I had a lot
sounds
of...
Sounds like a Carnac setup.
I had a lot of leafy greens in the refrigerator that I got, organic leafy
your
greens.
Your old DJ name.
Leafy green. Hi, how are you? Give me a, let me talk up with a leafy green.
You want to do a leafy green?
Yeah, leafy green,
green
is a good one. You know?
Right, hold on.
Can you give away Gallagher tickets?
You're listening to the Leafy Green Show on WDRC.
Yeah, hi.
Oh, hold on a second. I just found what I needed.
It was a great show. Here's a clip.
WTMT.
WT! Oh, God damn it. Just give me no. Start it again. And then, that's
or
clip, crappy jingle.
It's a top
with
hour.
The pause.
It's a top hour.
Or clip the jingle.
One you didn't hit me to that, damn it.
Okay, do you know that it's going to be a top hour now? You know what's great? The juicer gives you more patience.
Yeah, more energy.
I think it's the beat.
More energy, you bag. Got that tight. Leafy Green with you on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Hope you're out there enjoying it. Hey, we didn't get the snow we were expecting, but that's par for the course. I'd like to send a middle finger up to all the meteorologists in Washington, D.C. Hey, douches, you blew it again. Thank you.
Leafy Green Show.
You're listening to the Leafy Green Show.
So I think it was kale.
I Ooh. Love kale, high in iron.
Kale, leafy green.
Sure.
So I put kale in there, and that was I had a green post-workout drink. And
oh, I thought you were talking about something else that happened after the workout.
Well, that too. The beets are responsible for quite a cleansing effect.
Well, they will orange up your urine.
Well, yeah.
Yes, they
that happens
how are these tasting?
Oh, they're fine. I mean, you put an apple.
Yeah, they're fine.
You put an apple in anything, and you're fine. You put a little ginger in you know, and a
very good
sweet ginger. You put
I love when you do Richard Crenna.
Sweet ginger. That was actually Matt Dillon.
No, but he was copying
when he goes,
Richard.
Sweet ginger brown.
But he was copying Richard Crenna.
That's from a fabulous film. From 40 years ago, The Flamingo Kid. I recommend
everybody
get it.
Welcome to the El Flamingo, Jeffrey.
Don't pee in the pool, Jeffrey. So my point is that so far, because I have mastered cleaning that thing immediately so well.
Yes.
That it should mostly rinse, right?
And really for me, this is the lazy factor, for me in the morning as opposed to frying an egg or putting a protein in my system or getting some yogurt. I find, you know, getting this juicing thing is, you know, I'm enjoying it.
And does it stay with you? Does it satisfy your hunger?
Yeah.
Gives you energy? Stays
yeah,
with
absolutely.
You?
I cool. still want to, you know, you want to have a, like, a lunchtime. I like to have a normal.
Can you adjust the amount of, like, fiber from the fruit that makes it into the juice, or is it just pure juice?
I have no idea. Don't ask me questions.
There's a fun machine.
There's fiber in it.
Yeah,
What's that?
It's a fun machine.
It's a fun machine, and the fact is, you know, Oscar loaned it to me, although I thought he gave it to me. And,
you weren't listening.
And the fact
you're
he said
storing
I wasn't
it for
listening.
Him.
But I will pay you that $40.
No, yeah, I don't want
And then
money.
I'm going to buy the juicer off you.
I'm so glad.
Yes, I'm going to buy the juicer off
you.
Have
to talk to the young lady in my life.
Okay, she wants it back.
It's hers.
Todd?
And I know what you said to her. Hey, he won't use it.
2 weeks,
right?
Todd.
He won't use
talk
it.
Talk to me.
No, Oscar exaggerates even more, so it would be less than 2 weeks.
I said 2 weeks.
Yeah, but to her, you said, hey, he'll use it for an hour.
No.
He'll use it for an hour and it'll get dust. He'll be a coat rack. He'll be a coat rack. He's so fat and lazy, he'll do that. He's not tight like me.
Juicing is work.
What?
It's too much work.
See, I the work part is, you in like my that. Opinion, no, the work part is schlepping to the grocery store.
Right.
But we did a marathon.
Get what's her name to do it?
Hey, what's her name?
Wow.
God. Hi. That's Rob's future.
I meant
for the week.
I meant the cleaning lady.
The cleaning, yeah. The cleaning lady that I have every day.
That's her.
Yeah, right.
Lupe.
Once every 3 months.
So you like the ritual of it. You like the process of making
it's,
these juices.
No, I don't find it inconvenient.
Okay.
I think that's the not way I would
how long
it. It's not a hassle for me.
How long before you make like a juice that is made of lime and... And vodka.
I put two lemons in the morning juice today. Mm-hmm, yeah, it was beet.
Isn't that on
carrot,
Fox News?
Two lemons and an apple.
The morning juice.
And the morning juice. No, that's Mark's channel.
Yeah.
Oh, with juice. Salt
morning juice.
The juicer.
But I like it. I really like it.
And
I
this, you've come a long way because, as we mentioned in the Lost Show, the last time you juiced was at WJFK, and I had to clean it for you.
But the only thing, and you know this, have you made juice with that machine?
I've been there while it's being made.
So you've never even witnessed participated.
I don't do that type of work.
Well, I mean, but you so why? But I would think, Mr. Health, that you would be kind
I'll
of
I'll drink
that.
It, but right? I won't. It's not,
because
not
the
do.
Little cone that's in that thing,
yeah.
You know, with the screen.
Yeah.
Irving cone.
That's a pain in the ass.
Dexter would be mad if he had to use that thing.
That is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But
if you right away take, and I've seen this cone.
Yes.
I've seen it.
If you take it over to the sink right after and rinse, it should just about rinse clean.
No, it does not.
You really?
Scrub
you
it with need a little you brush. Have to scrub it.
It gets,
because the fibers are so fine.
That sucks.
You have to scrub it.
You know what you
should do? Some fiber gets into the juice.
Yes, sure.
You should get a better juicer.
It's a good juicer.
That's the best juicer available on the market.
That's not exactly accurate.
No?
No, there are more. There are better ones out there.
Mike Rowe makes a wonderful juicer.
It's better than the one you bought initially.
Yes, it is better than the one. It is better than the one I bought initially.
Ooh. I did you a favor.
Yeah, I know you did, and I'm grateful.
It. See you in 8 days.
So here's the.
Are we down to eight?
And when the 8 days are over, what is the game plan?
I told you can use it up till summer.
You can either, Mike.
So summertime.
Yeah.
You can either keep the juicer or fire Oscar.
heavy lies the crown.
Decisions.
Heavy lies the head.
What I will do.
Not the crown. Crown is what I drink.
I will use it till summer, and then like the 2 weeks before I give it back, I'll just use it and never
just
clean
abuse it.
Say what's for dinner? Hot dog juice.
No, if you're still using it, we'll all chip in. Maybe we'll get it for you for a birthday present.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Your birthday falls
in June this
year, right?
I'll take that deal. I will take that deal.
Well, the juicer.
You guys buy me a juicer if I'm still
actively juicing.
Yes.
I tell you what, they chip in and buy juicer. I'll buy you kale.
The juicer,
organic kale.
The juicer is one step away from the snowblower.
Hey,
well,
could
now
you
wait
make
a minute.
Snow juice?
Now hold on just a
that's
second
not,
there.
That doesn't work.
Hold on, Mr. Man.
Neither of them are going to be used meant much, you know?
First of all, it has to snow. I have juiced.
I love when Oscar comes out with something so feeble that he starts fading before he stops saying it.
Do you know what?
He said, neither one of them is going to be used.
The juicer.
Wait.
The juicer. I said 4 days. Do you know how many times I've used it?
How many times?
10.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And that,
four
and it's,
days.
And that's
I've used it constantly.
Well, that's why it's taxing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why is it taxing? It's not taxing.
It's so much work for so little reward.
How many times did Shannon use it?
She uses it during the summer because she likes it.
Did she use it a lot?
Yeah, but she's got the time. You're a busy man. You're a celebrity.
I'm not a busy man.
Will the juicer be coming?
90-minute show every
Will
day.
The juicer be coming to Florida?
Huh?
Will the juicer be coming to Florida?
100%.
Wow. And will you make will you make juice for all of us?
I will, because first of all, I'm going to make orange juice for everybody down there.
Should we bring oranges with us?
Although the orange
it's not meant to be
that type of juicer. Really,
it's not a citrus juicer.
No,
but
it's a
vegetable juicer.
And you can get fresh orange juice down there, like in the store. That's fantastic
for a nickel a gallon.
Right. So that's
that machine is a vegetable juicer. It's not a citrus juicer.
Well, but you can juice citrus.
It's not the same.
Oranges and apples are part of the recipe.
Well, it's like comparing apples and oranges. It's very different.
Jesus, humps. The only point I wanted to make is so far I'm really enjoying it. I've juiced twice today already, and I feel fantastic.
Excellent.
Now nobody has anything to say.
I thought you were going to follow.
But you're just as grumpy as you were yesterday.
No, I'm not just as grumpy. God damn it,
hump.
You're just as grumpy. Last point I wanted to make.
Have you tried raspberries in it?
Shut up, Rob. So. Getting back to this, reporting Yes. So the kid, thank God, the five-year-old boy, which initially was reported as a six-year-old boy because no one does journalism in this country.
Well, they didn't expect him to be out before his birthday.
I had it as five. Idiots. It's a, you added a five. I did, right, yes. Good. But you're not a journalist. You're
that's
not,
exactly.
You're not,
I'm proud of it.
You're a news reporter.
Yeah,
I mean, you're a
true.
News broadcaster.
That's true.
You are not somebody.
I have been a reporter, but currently
yeah,
I just.
You anchor the news.
Right.
That's what you do. But the people that are on the scene out there, I'm watching this, and no one. It's like, we haven't gotten an update as to exactly how the man was killed. All I wanted to know, I said, did the guy off himself, or did the SWAT team go and put one in his head?
The police
and
won't say.
No, but the fact that...
There's got to be a way
point.
To find out.
No one does it anymore. Right. They said, we haven't gotten an update. The police won't say. That's what they do.
And
Buzz, you remember from back in the day,
yeah.
You asked 50 people and tried to get a scoop.
Look, I'm not defending them because I have no dog in this fight. I'm not defending them. But the fact of the matter is the police refused to tell the reporters. The reporters were kept well back from it. We don't know. The reporters have reported they heard two loud booms or bangs yesterday.
Yeah, I know,
but the police
listen,
have
I know,
not revealed.
First of all, I know everything they've said because they're all saying, like you just did, the exact same pablum that comes out. The fact is you're not always going to... With great reporting in history, whether it's newspaper, radio, or television, you don't always rely on the press conference. They do now.
And also...
You got all these reporters, all these TV trucks, and here's my question. You're all down there, what, to broadcast the same press conference? That's it. It's gone. Nobody reports anymore. Nobody asks difficult questions. I think... That I'd like to know, and they know. You better damn well believe the police know what's going on.
Oh, yes, they do.
So let's dig a little bit. That's my thing. Ask a cop. Find somebody you know. Send a report. Dig. That's what journalism is all about.
Be responsible, but report. And am I the only one that's going crazy?
Scoop.
That they haven't told us how they got a camera down there?
But here's the thing. They said, we don't know whether he was killed by the bullet or the concussion. And then they show a graphic of a kid, the kid 2 feet away from him. Well, if the concussion killed the guy, what about the kid?
Yeah. Exactly.
You idiots. So, I mean, and really, just the lack of, but they all want to go with the heartstring. And they want to go with that. They don't
want to do a Budweiser ad.
And I'm sitting here, maybe because I got a degree in broadcast journalism, I'm curious about
you
the real
know.
Story.
Sure. We
all
are.
Because there's a huge story. I'd like to know, were they able to use technology to off the guy? Because that's pretty amazing that they went down into a bunker, were able to shoot the guy. But we don't know that yet, and that's what frustrates me.
Yeah, I agree.
That's all.
Want to know more.
We'll take a break. Come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, Oscar.
Do you think Arnold Schwarzenegger was involved in that rescue? The Terminator?
All right. There we go. Getting back to that, and let me just say our show is brought to you by Sherry's Berries.
Mm.
You know what's sexy, people? Big, juicy strawberries drenched in chocolate.
Juicy.
Sherry's Berries.
Juicy what?
Strawberries.
Of course.
Sherry's Berries. Are the sexiest berries ever. You know what? Yeah, you can call them sexy. I call them just amazing.
They're the best.
And I'll be honest with you. This commercial wants me to talk about how sexy the berries are.
Yes.
I don't necessarily look particularly sexy when I have juice dripping down my chin.
I disagree.
Onto my stomach and flecks of chocolate because I've bitten into the whole berry when I should just nibble at it.
I have a beholder.
I think I love juice on your chin all the time.
Well, the
whether
fact
it be strawberry or kale.
Thank you, Rob. But the berries are as big as your head.
Yes.
Prices start.
Actual size may vary.
The berries start at just $19.99.
Mike, you have a bit of beet juice.
Okay, shut up.
On your chin.
You can double your berries for just $10 more. This is the best deal out there. I love this.
Do this.
40% you can save when you use the code TMOS at either 866-FRUIT-0 or just go to berries.com. We've talked about them. Anybody that's ever gotten Sherry's Berries, and lots of our listeners have, they say that they're the best of their kind.
And
they really are.
They are.
You see these, like, you go to a grocery store and see these little things that they offer as chocolate-covered berries, like at a Whole Foods or something like that. You go
it's
to
nothing
berries.
Nothing compared to this.
Oh, my God, they're incredible
strawberries. And it's true. Women think that chocolate-covered berries are sexy.
Very
they
good.
Just do.
That's berries.com. Click that mic, enter the code TMOS, and it is a limited-time offer, so get on it now. Sherry's Berries at berries.com. All right, getting back to what were you talking about? We were talking about the shooting and digging, and we'll get Rob's audio vault on in a second here. You know, the fact is, I just want to know.
Well, sure.
We
all do.
I agree.
When I heard that today, they're not sure whether, you get a reporter that's up there going, They're not sure whether it was a gunshot self-inflicted or perhaps the concussion from the blast while I'm looking at a picture of the guy that is 2 feet away from the child.
Yeah. What
and
I
it
heard,
just went, and it's just duh, the land of duh. And they get away with it.
What I had heard yesterday from Bob Schieffer, and he had somebody that said that they...
CBS had a
basically a source, yeah. Right. And they said that they were dropping off deliveries. They had a schedule of deliveries they were dropping off to the gentleman that was holding the kid hostage.
That's how they got the camera.
And that's when it all went down. But I had the same question when the reporter was done. I said, how did it happen?
Yeah, and it's not necessarily that they had to have the information. There was not even, they're so wrapped tight about not making mistakes that they don't even ask the questions or they don't even frame the story correctly.
Right.
It's been a trend that I've seen over the last few years. And we're just getting horrible, horrible reporting out there, Buzz. That's my point.
Yeah.
You're getting people that just love, they get spoon-fed everything.
There's a lot of truth in what you're saying. I just think this is one of those situations where in the initial hours, the initial day of this situation.
And what's it going to be, a week, a month?
The police have the information clamped down. The coroner has the information clamped down. And reporters could ask, and probably are, that we don't know about, asking until they're blue in the face and not getting answers. Now, you're right. There are ways. There are back channels. Nobody's found that or broken through that yet. We'll know very soon.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks. That makes me feel better. Let's open up
the thing.
Let's open up the thing today. The Audio Vault for Tuesday, February 5th, 2013.
We lost my second favorite Presley yesterday, Mike.
1966!
Lead singer on really a key record in the rock and roll movement. With this was a big one because it was garage rock at its most purest.
Great song.
Reg Presley, lead singer of the Trogs, passed yesterday. Cancer got him.
No relation, right?
No, not at all. British guy. And they
kind
had,
of frustrating to have that name and be in the
God,
music
I would
business.
Think so. Yeah. I would think so. They had a couple other great records, and my favorite is more of a ballad that R.E.M. covered. Mm-hmm. What is it? Field of My Fingers, Field of My Toes. Love Is All Around.
Ah, yes.
And it's a great band for what they were, and a safe home, because it's sad when one of the pioneers dies. Yeah. No record before this sounded like this.
Reg Presley.
And a sidelight, I sang this in Battle of the Bands in high school. Man.
Really?
Yeah, I fronted the teacher's band because none of them knew the lyrics.
Wild Thing.
Major League.
Major League.
As a matter of fact, and that was
Charlie
covered
Sheen.
By a band called X. And this is their version. This is the one played in the movie Major League. Right.
Dang. You make my heart sing.
That movie holds up.
Yeah, that does hold up.
Yeah.
Big Daddy loved that movie.
One of the all-time great characters, Charlie Sheen. At the time, Charlie Sheen wasn't the maniac that he is now, and it was such a perfect use of him in that movie. I laughed my ass off. With the haircut.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And the glasses.
Laugh out loud funny.
I stand by my prediction that we will have a President Christie in the White House in 2016 based on his appearance on Letterman last night.
You only love him because he's fat.
And you love him for the same reason. It was so great to watch him try to fit into that chair.
I have to beg.
He was fatter than I've ever seen him last night.
Yeah, he's gotten a lot bigger. May I beg to differ? I like him for the reasons that everybody else likes him.
Right,
I like
too.
Him for my politics, that he really showed what bipartisan is all about.
He did
now,
a
did
great
it
job
benefit
with that.
My guy? Yeah, it probably did. But at the same time, I think bipartisan is just a cool thing to be.
But he came out, he handled himself well last night, despite the fact that he couldn't fit in the chair. He did it two different parts in the interview.
He's gotten
bigger.
Much bigger.
I don't think he could fit in that pullover anymore. That fleece.
It's amazing.
At two different parts of the interview, he pulled out donuts from his pocket and began to eat them, which was fantastic.
Absolutely fracturingly funny and, owning the narrative.
Yeah.
Right. Smart guy.
But you know what? They did, they did basically three segments. One was a sillier segment. The closing was a sillier segment. But the middle was meaty and it was strong content. And he really is. He's a pretty great guy.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You've said it. Your prediction. That he will lose weight and he will run for president in 2016.
Yes. I can guarantee you he'll run for president. I don't know that he's going to lose weight.
Well, how many people do you think have come up? How many people have come up to him? I mean, I almost think he's ballooning right now because he knows the whole game plan.
Dress.
He's got to have.
Well, you know what?
No. My point is, Buzz, I'm thinking more of a conspiracy at this, even though it's not in the right use of the word, that he is probably being told by, dude. If you become the story that look at Chris Christie and it happens like by 2014, oh my God, look what he took off.
It's gonna happen.
And then he's gonna be like,
bulletproof.
He's going to be the guy.
Unstoppable.
I totally so agree. So you know what?
He's got like a gastro surgery already on the calendar.
No, he won't do that.
I don't know how he does it.
He won't do that. He should do weight not. But he'll do somehow. He will lose slowly, healthfully, gradually the weight over the next couple years.
If he does.
And by the time he announces his candidacy,
he could be a very strong
he's
going to
be unstoppable.
I think he'll probably run. I think he'll probably win. I don't think he'll lose the weight. When eaters are compelled to quit eating so much, or smokers are compelled to quit smoking, that panic sets in just before you take the action that makes you eat or smoke even more. That may be why he's putting on weight here. I'm not sure. I don't think we have any guarantees that he'll succeed on losing weight. I think he's very popular. I get it. I agree with it.
Right.
But I think his policies will come into question as well.
You're so wrong.
And that's where that'll fall
and
apart.
And you know what?
You're so wrong again today. I have to tell you that
look at the stupidity of our nation.
Right.
The last thing that's going to hurt him is policy, because no one's going to care.
No, but
they're going to be into the fact that he lost weight.
Let me answer what Buzz is saying. What Buzz is saying is that, you know, the pressure and coming up to the election will cause him to eat. No. The it's all about whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's about motivation. I have lost weight on air with that as a motivation. I think the motivation will be greater than the stress that makes him want to eat.
We will see.
Right.
You know, if he chooses to do it.
Right.
I think if I'm an advisor to Christie, I'm going, oh, my God, dude, you know how big you would be if you were able to
drag you were smaller?
If you were smaller. Absolutely.
See, he's gaining now.
Thing is I think he made five huge steps towards his goal on Letterman last night. He showed that he had a sense of humor about it. He talked about it, and he looked politically savvy. It was a great
appearance.
But
he will not be a viable candidate, and this is coming from a fat guy.
If he's that size, he can't be.
He will not be a viable candidate because people will be worried about his health.
Well, we're looking at the clock here. I have to hold off and play you this guy tomorrow, but I just want to tease you with this clip.
Smash!
It involves a hatchet. I'll tell you that. We'll have it for you tomorrow, but I do want to close with Letterman. This is Chris Christie on Letterman last night. His advice to David Letterman and all the jokes that Dave has done through the years.
Okay. All kidding aside, is it an issue or is it not an issue? And you tell me how you see things.
I don't care if you're funny. I mean, from my perspective, if the joke is funny, I laugh, even if it's about me. Mm-hmm. If it's not funny, I don't laugh. But I've never felt like it was, anything that really bugged me all that much. No.
Now, what percentage of the jokes have you found funny?
About 40%.
He's honest.
Roughly. Roughly.
I like that. Get you in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I like that he's quick.
Keep your eye on him. I really like that guy.
That's cool stuff.
And not much content. More tomorrow. That's your Magic Audio Vault, Mike.
We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We are running late, so let's get right to it. Here he is, the man who has disagreed with me all day today.
No, he hasn't.
Here's Buzz Burbank in the news.
All right, you humps. We're brought to you today by Quench for Knowledge.
Yay!
Join Rob Spiewak, Mark Ronick, and their lovely assistant, Diana Ash, Thursday, February 7th at Quench in Rockville, Maryland. That's this week. It's America's favorite trivia game, Quench for Knowledge. It's fun and it's free. You can enjoy the signature cocktails and the great food that make Quench your best destination anytime.
Five big ways to win bacon. Guess what I found out?
What's that?
Marcus Serta is going to be there, but come out anyway.
Oh, he's going to come by the show this week,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's right.
Our good friend Marcus, yes. Come by and he's... do you have the duct tape ready?
I do.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Bring
just
your
need
friends.
About this much. What day is he coming in?
I believe it's the 8th.
The 8th. What day is that?
I think that's Friday.
Friday. Okay, very good.
Yes.
Double check on that for me,
sure.
Mark.
That would be okay if he's on a show if we don't record it that Friday.
Yes. That is This Week in America.
Right.
No.
Right.
No, that's... No.
Omeracast.
Omeracast.
I think it's called The Horde. Isn't
that's
it called
right.
The Horde?
Before.
Yeah, Rally the Horde.
It's
Tech 452.
It's Tech Omera.
Yeah.
Big O and Dukes.
Omeracast.
Bring your friends.
Mark and Lowell.
This Thursday night.
I was waiting.
Quench for Knowledge starts at 8:30 p.m. Thursday, February 7th. That's at 9712 Treville Gateway Drive in Rockville. To find out more, visit quenchnation.com.
Very good.
Team trivia, come alone or come as a group.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, let's pack the joint for these guys.
Love it.
Of course, today's top story is the freeing of that little boy held hostage in Alabama, but we'll get back to that. We want to begin instead with what the government has decided it can do. Namely, target its own citizens with drone strikes. NBC News got hold of a confidential 16-page memo that says the U.S. can use drone strikes to take out its own citizens.
despite a law that bans such assassinations. The memo says a drone strike on a citizen is legal if that citizen has recently taken or is about to take part in a violent attack. But civil liberties experts say the memo is just vague enough to give the government flexibility in this policy that they describe as chilling. Now, here's why we led with that story.
That's very scary. That's very scary.
A drone circled over that bunker in Alabama where a man who didn't trust the government was holding hostage a 5-year-old boy named Ethan. The unmanned aircraft was used for surveillance and did not deploy any weapons. Now, police say they proactively decided to end the standoff after 7 days because they say 65-year-old survivalist Jimmy Lee Dykes had grown agitated. Police began to worry about what he might do next, so they stormed the bunker, killed Dykes, and rescued Ethan.
We had the same concerns with Uncle Dave. At Jimmy's. He was becoming agitated, and no one knew what was going to happen next.
He gets curmudgeon-y late in the day, doesn't he?
Well, he didn't. I don't think we gave a lot of respect to his football pool.
Have you seen a picture of Jimmy Lee Dykes?
Yeah, it kind of looks like Uncle Dave.
Yeah, a little disturbing.
Was he upset about that, Uncle Dave?
I think he's got a very thick skin. I think we're fine.
Okay, good.
But your impression of him was great.
Look, he's agitated.
So young Ethan is in a hospital resting and getting checked out. He's said to be in normal, happy 5-year-old spirits. He'll be back with his family for his 6th birthday later this week.
Great birthday for that family.
Yeah,
yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. The school bus driver who was shot to death by Dykes as the driver tried to prevent the hostage taking is being remembered, of course, as a hero.
And what I was saying before, and the reason I'm frustrated, I am just incredibly curious
about
the technology that was used. When I picture that ladder and going down into that bunker, I'd really like to know, how do they get this guy?
How do you sneak up on an underground bunker?
Right.
It was a Terminator.
It was like a special...
I want to believe that somehow, some way, just like in the Osama bin Laden raid of the Taliban's structure for Osama bin Laden.
No, you mean his place in Pakistan?
Yeah, just like that helicopter that we didn't know existed.
Right.
That the military came out and said, look, I know you got a situation. Want to try something out here?
Because Leon Panetta did get involved in this.
Yes.
That he authorized military hardware to be used in this rescue.
What if it was a robot like a Terminator?
Now, what I heard...
Maybe, you know what? Maybe that's why the cone of silence...
It's a hush-hush.
Yeah. What I heard
is... It's not a transformer, Oscar.
No, you know that little pipe that they talk to him through?
Yeah.
I heard Matt Bloom jump down that pipe. And...
Slid.
No, he never touched the walls. He just jumped. He parachuted it.
He and Zoolander.
Side by side.
He's very thin, ladies and gentlemen.
The other killing in the news this week is that of a retired Navy SEAL who worked to help fellow former soldiers deal with their post-traumatic stress syndrome. But maybe Chris Kyle shouldn't have taken those men to a shooting range. He certainly shouldn't have taken Eddie Ray Routh to that range, especially after Routh threatened to kill his family and himself. Routh is now charged with killing the man who was trying to help him cope at that gun range. The latest guns at school incident. 2 schools were locked down just outside of Tulsa yesterday after a student at one of the schools shot himself to death in a restroom. Now, the president took his anti-gun violence campaign to Minneapolis yesterday. That's a city that turned around its violent reputation with a whole range of programs. Quoting the president, "We don't have to agree on everything to agree that it's time to do something."
Absolutely. And you have to accept the reality of the gun culture in this country.
Most people do.
You have to. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, let's do all we can. And that's all we can ask of our leaders right now. Instead of being cynical, I've changed my whole attitude. I'm going to still bitch about the gun nuts that contact me on Facebook and other places like that. But overall, all I want to do is do what we can with the culture that we have.
The key question is, what can we all get together on? Let's start with that and at least do something.
Absolutely.
The government's suing Standard & Poor's for $1 billion over the S&P's pushing of junk bonds just before that 2008 financial crisis.
Wow.
This is good news because it paves the way for investors to sue the S&P as well. And congratulations to Washington, D.C., for surpassing Los Angeles for the worst traffic congestion in the nation.
That's wonderful.
Congratulations.
Mark, I know you're thrilled. Oscar, Buzz, Rob, I know you guys are all thrilled, and I just want to say my living room is always open.
All I know is that there's not so many cars out there that you can't exceed the speed limit.
You know, it is truly amazing. I have been out and about the last few days. Have you guys noticed it's more aggressive than it's ever been?
Oh, yeah, God. Yeah.
It gets worse every day. I mean, there are it's just so crazy around here, and let's build more houses.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's but
not more roads.
Right, exactly.
Can we build the houses on the medians?
Yeah, why not?
Maybe we should. That'll probably happen. The report that bestows this honor upon D.C. also says that Americans lost $121 billion in time and fuel last year just sitting in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, in Washington State, the committee that decides these things in Washington State has decided to let Tony Cava keep his personalized license plate, which reads, "Goes to 11.
I can keep it. It's a great...
It's a reference, of course, to the movie This is Spinal Tap, in which a character explains that his band's amps have volume controls that go to 11 instead of the usual 10. Sadly, not everyone saw that movie. The license plate board found itself considering a complaint from a citizen who wrote, "I find it in poor taste that the great state of Washington would issue a plate that allows a driver to insinuate that his penis grows to 11 inches in length. The rest
wow.
of the citizens should not be subjected to this vulgarity."
Wow.
We assume he's not referring to the vulgarity of ignorance.
There you go.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Buzz Burbank's new book will be entitled The Vulgarity of Ignorance.
You know, my mom had trouble getting a license plate through.
Really?
Because Julia couldn't say Sharon when she was little and called her Shay Show.
Shay Show.
And she was denied the word Shay Show because they thought it was Shay's Ho.
Oh,
really?
God.
Yeah. She finally got it when they put a space.
Space.
So it was Shay Show. But she really had to go and, like, plead her case.
That's Shay's Ho.
That's Shay's Ho, my mama.
Shay's Ho don't play that way. Thank you, boys. Our show today was brought to you by Pro Flowers.
The best.
She'll be impressed, you know, when you turn to Pro Flowers for Valentine's Day. 100 blooms. That's a lot of flowers, a lot of colors. And now it's 50% off at proflowers.com. And for another $10, they throw in a spa kit and gourmet chocolates.
Mm.
Use the code TMOS to get these fantastic gifts. We would appreciate that. And you do it too. Proflowers.com. Remember our code TMOS. That's it. We got to get out of here, everybody. We'll be back with another brand new show tomorrow. So long.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Smash, smash, smash!